507重置薄扶林公共图书馆康乐及地区设施文件5/2022号。好欢迎以下康乐及文化事务处代表出席会议，参与议程7的讨论。高级行政主任策划事务34方天俊先生，高级行政助理策划事务34B麦小君女士，以及图书馆高级馆长深水埗杨少平女士。咁喺度请康乐及文化事务处方天俊先生简介下有关嘅文件。
多谢主席。各位议员咧，手头有已经有我哋呈交咗嗰个文件咧，5/2022，编号系5/2022。咁呢份文件咧，主要就关于咧就重置薄扶林公共图书馆。咁今日咧就好多得就大家能俾个机会我哋介绍份文件，同埋咧就听下各位议员嘅意见。咁背景咧，我稍微讲少少就等大家了解多啲吓。咁现时咧，康文署咧喺南区咧就有一个分区嘅大嘅图书馆，即系喺香港仔。咁同埋3间小型图书馆，包括咗薄扶林、鸭脷洲同埋赤柱。咁其余嗰啲咧就系有5间系流动嘅图书服务站，就为南区咧就约莫268,000人咧就提供图书馆服务嘅。咁薄扶林公共图书馆咧系我哋其中一个小型图书馆啦，喺1970年已经开始咧租用咗房屋署辖下一个地方喺华珍楼作为呢个图书馆，咁就系为华富村同埋薄扶林一带嘅居民提供服务啦。咁因应咧房屋署咧就提出咗呢个薄扶林南公营房屋发展计划，同埋华富村重置嘅搬迁方案咧，其中咧就会影响咗我哋喺华珍楼嘅图书馆。咁预计咧会喺2030年至2031年咧就进行搬迁同埋清拆嘅。咁有见及此咧，咁我哋为咗要维持我哋图书馆服务咧，配合呢个公营发展咧，咁我哋就同埋咧房屋署同埋其他政府有关政府部门咧就统筹同埋研究，就建议咧而家咧就喺呢个房屋署咧有5幅关于薄扶林南公屋嘅房屋发展土地中咧，其中一幅系鸡笼湾北嘅用地咧，就重置我哋上述嘅图书馆。咁、那个选址咧就其实喺个附件嗰度咧，大家可以揭去附件嗰度见到啦，就喺喺右手边咧就系鸡笼湾北嗰个选址吓。咁现时嗰个图书馆位置咧就薄扶林公营图书馆喺华珍楼咧就喺佢嘅左手边。咁呢、這个搬迁同埋重建嘅计划咧，就其实我哋就有一个准备咗一个进即系我哋叫改善嘅吓。咁、包括咧就建议中我哋嘅图书馆咧个净作业楼面面积咧就会有1200平方米，就比现时咧喺华珍楼嘅小型图书馆咧大概咧就600米咧就增加咗1倍。咁图书馆嘅建造呢个图书馆外壳咧，就由房屋署咧负责兴建嘅，咁但系个费用咧就会由康文署咧支付所需嘅建筑费用。咁整个重建计划嘅费用咧，除咗外壳之外咧，仲包括咗里边嘅装修啊、家具同埋个设备等等。咁康文署咧就会按照而家既定嘅程序咧，向立法会申请拨款嘅吓。咁整个新图书馆嘅设施咧，同而家都有一般咧，就包括咗我哋嘅成人图书馆啦、儿童图书馆啦、报刊阅览室啦、推广活动室啦、学生自修室啦、 書籍介紹和展示區，和我們的客戶服務台。除此之外，我們亦會加添一些自動的設施，包括領取預約資料的自助服務機，多功能的自助服務機，自助的借書機，自助還書機，互聯網的數據 網站等的。當然亦包括了我們本身圖書館人員的辦公室，我們有一些圖書處理的地方，電腦設備，亦是對公眾有育嬰間、洗手間和我們職員的更衣室的。從此之後那個新的圖書館呢，就會取代現時在華珍樓的公共圖書館，就會繼續由康文署負責去營運的。現時那個博於霍富林同公共圖書館呢，就會有新的圖書館取代了之後就會停止運作。就著我們今次來簡介呢，就希望得到各位議員和區議會的支持，關於這個重置的計劃。多謝主席先。
好，唔該。咁請問各位委員有冇一啲提問？司馬文議員。
I just find it hard to understand why this location and not another location. What is the future Waffle area? What is your service area? What's the catchment area? What is the walking routes for people to use the facility? If I look at Kalawam North, that's the furthest away from the center of Waffle, because Waffle runs all the way from the sea to now Kalawam North. So it's a long distance, but you're only going to be on the north side. So to me, it looks like you're going to be on the outside perimeter of the entire Waffle. And we don't know what the plan is for housing, exactly where all the facilities are going to be. So to me, I can only support this as a temporary facility, but not as a permanent facility. If this is a temporary location, then I don't need to know more. But if this is going to be the permanent facility, then I have a lot of questions. Where is everybody living? How do people get there? How many people is the service? What's the distance for people living in the lower part of Waffle to the upper part of Waffle? To me, the kids living on the bottom of Waffle are not going to go to Kalawam North. It's too far. It's all the way up the hill. They need to take a bus to go there. So to me, the location would be wrong. It's on the outside and not in the heart. So to me, I can only prove this as a temporary reprovisioning. And in the meantime, the housing department and the LCSD are going to work through a program of coming up with the right location for this facility, not as a permanent location. Thank you.
多謝主席，多謝司馬文議員的意見，或者我作少少回應。其實我們可以看回我們附件的那個圖的，其實你會看到呢，就根據我們和房屋處商議那個將來的發展呢，基本上呢在這個圖上面呢是有三笪地方我們可以去選擇的。咁頭先講咗，我哋而家選址就係雞龍灣北啦，另外一笪地方咧就雞龍灣南，就同埋華富村以北啊，呢三笪地方。咁點解會有咁嘅情況咧？因為其實咧，整個華珍樓嗰、那個拆建咧係屬於第二期嘅嚇。咁我哋其實咧就要喺個時間上邊咧能夠配合到，即係我哋個盡量希望到咧。就是在拆建華珍樓圖書館之前呢，就已經可以有一個新的圖書館呢去取代了舊的圖書館，咁變咗呢我哋圖書館的服務呢就唔會因為咁而暫停嘅。咁所以喺選址方面呢，我哋就有呢三個選項。咁喺呢三個選項裏面呢，點解我哋會同房屋署同埋其他政府部門商議過之後呢，發覺呢就雞龍灣北這個地方的興建呢，重置這個圖書館是比較上是比其他兩個更加合適呢，就因為其實在雞龍灣北將來那個房屋建設之後呢，其實它會有行人天橋就去回我們現在華富村的地方， 即係將來再重新redevelop嘅地方。咁亦都係咧喺吉隆坡北咧，亦都有公共嘅交通咧，就去到華富村嘅唔同嘅地區嘅嚇。咁所以呢個都係我哋睇過嗰個情況咧，就暫時我哋覺得呢個係比較適合嘅選址。咁當然大家亦都可以有唔同嘅意見。不過這個選址呢，其實因為我們的工程呢都是需要幾年時間去籌備的，所以基本上呢我們的選址呢是會是一個將來一個我們叫做永久的搬遷的地方，即是 不會是一個臨時的圖書館，因為我們想呢就新的圖書館呢起好之後呢就取代舊的圖書館，即刻可以投入服務，而不是一個短期或者是一個臨時的圖書館。咁、那個情況就咁樣，不過當然我哋會聽取大家嘅意見啦。多謝主席。
好，梁俊議員。
多謝主席。兩個問題嘅，首先而家現有圖書館嘅位置啦，如果去到雞籠灣北嘅時候咧，如果我哋去推算啦，喺住喺唔同嘅地方咧，譬如喺基隆灣南啊，或者現時嘅華富村嗰度，咁我哋行過去嘅時間預計係幾耐到嘅？有冇個約莫嘅時間？第二樣嘢就係如果即係我哋係目標係個無縫銜接啦，咁但係如果無縫銜接底下重要啲啊，定係以往以後一直用落去嘅位置可能惠及到咁多地方重要啲咧？咁或者部門會唔會有呢方面嘅考慮？係咪即係覺得都係雞龍灣北都就算作為一個永久嘅地址，如果唔去計算銜接嘅話，係咪亦都係最好嘅選擇？多謝主席。
好，司馬文議員。
Yeah, I'd like to add on. So one is the distance, as identified by the honourable the member. The other one is the number of people. So if I just look at the map, and I try to put out the 35,000 future residents.Of Wafu, which is the new size and the old size, and I see where they live, and I try to find out where's the center for the 35,000 people, then I end up in Waking Street. I then don't end up in Kai Lung Wan North. So, I mean, but you're not showing the distribution, the future connections, where the population is, how many people live where. It's not showing. And that is, then, so if you take.Wafuk and Wakwai and the whole area, you know, and how all of that is connected, and then how people can easiest get there, and where is the heart. We know where the future NTR station will be. So you're not going to be at the closest distance. So I think, Chair, I mean, this is not sufficient information. I think when you see distances, number of people, and then see what is the best location.I just disagree with you that Kai Lung Wan North is the best location. You're on the outside, not on the center.
好，
主席，多謝主席，多謝兩位議員的意見。其實基本上因為我們現在是在很初步的那個籌劃階段，當然我們未曾有很詳細關於即行人或者是道路連接嗰個設計出現嘅嚇，咁但係基本上根據我哋理解咧，嗰個房屋發展咧，其實整個圖上邊你見到咧都會有房屋嘅建設嘅，咁當然嗰個房屋建設計劃就可能需要房屋署嚇，即係我了解就房屋署會同區會再報告整個華富嘅重建啊，同埋華富村佢嘅發展啦嚇，咁呢個圖主要咧就係關乎即係話我哋個圖書館嘅選址嚇。咁喺呢個選址方面咧，頭先我哋講咗就係即係我哋第一就要配合房屋署嘅公營房屋嘅發展同埋附近周邊嘅發展啦。第二就話喺個時間上邊咧，我哋要配合嗰個期數嚇。咁所以而家我哋見到咧個選址方面咧。都是在這個雞龍灣北呢，是比雞龍灣南和這個華富村以北的地方呢更接近呢我們現時呢我們華富村的、所以將來呢基本上呢我們構思中呢是不是華富村，即現時在這個地方如果是將來重建了，不過期數會比較厚一點呢， 嘅居民咧，其實佢可以用一個 walk， 我哋叫 walking distance 咧，就去到雞籠灣北嗰個圖書館嘅嚇，咁、而唔需要話再轉乘車輛嘅嚇，咁、所以呢個係我哋而家暫時認為最適合嘅選址，係希望得到大家表就同意啦，原則上嚇。
好，唔該。咁我我都有啲提問嘅。
係。
咁咧就因為其實華珍樓嗰度咧，預計2023年咧就係、要清拆啦。係。咁其實而家未雨綢繆咧，其實我都認同嘅，因為都一段時間。咁就從以往嘅600平方米，而家增至到1200咧，咁其實對而家現時嘅即係好多都要現代化啦，因為嗰度好舊。咁我覺得個面積咧。其實可以大一點，我覺得還更加好一點。但唯獨呢就即個公屋房屋，我們看回那五幅地，其實都要起那個單位的數都不少的。我第一個問題就是問呢樓宇現在你是不是那個圖書館是設置在雞籠灣的北，是不是在他們樓宇的裡面呢？第一個問題是不是樓宇的裡面呢？第二呢就是譬如話你呢一個地方重置咗之後，咁從你哋而家即係做初步嗰個估計咧，你哋頭先所解釋咧就係話，因為即係佢哋提供咗三幅地啦，就你哋覺得呢一幅地咧就係比較理想啲。咁我覺得就係呢幅地，如果俾我個人嚇，我個人嚟講，我覺得呢幅地都係 O K 嘅，因為我哋都係睇翻我哋嗰個房屋嗰個建設咧，其實就係響應翻嗰、那個即係、就是、先後次序嗰個搬遷咧，其實係你哋要呢幅地咧嗰、那個原因咧，我都係有啲理解嘅。咁但係唯獨呢一幅地，如果日後你哋有冇去統計過嗰、那個車路係點樣去呢？或者係你頭先所講嗰個行人天橋可以去得到嘅，咁係咪已經係房屋署嗰度落實咗呢？因為我哋都想了解得清楚少少嘅。咁照你哋而家手頭嘅資料，你哋有幾多呢？我想你回應一下，唔該你。
多謝主席。咁因為我哋係基本上都係一個初步嘅選址嘅嘅 proposal 啦，即係我哋嘅建議啦。咁落實嘅時候咧，仍然需要咧，我哋要進行一啲即係工程嘅研究啊，同埋我哋同房屋處嘅公營房屋嘅發展嘅配合嘅。咁所以而家喺呢個階段咧，就未能夠解答到頭先講嗰、那個即係實際建設會係邊度嘅問題嚇。咁但係當然我哋會知道大家嘅關注同埋大家。俾嘅意見咧，我哋會喺我哋將來嗰、那個落實去個設計嘅時候咧，我哋會參考翻嘅。多謝主席。
好，唔該。因為我點解會問係咪響樓宇嘅內面去設置咧？如果譬如你樓宇外面去設置咧，可能我哋就唔單單淨係整一個呢啲圖書館㗎，可能我哋另外再諗一啲其他嘅用途㗎咯。咁所以我都想，我覺得即係可唔可以？貴處可以即係了解得清楚少少，究竟你係響樓面嘅裏面咧，定樓面嘅外面去起？咁其實都係對我哋嗰個支持咧，都係好緊要嘅。嚇，唔該。
係明白，主席嚇。咁我哋基本上咧就個設計未落實嘅。咁如果係居委會有意見咧，我哋都可以即係喺技術可行同埋財務可行方面咧，我哋都會考慮咯嚇。
好，唔該。
Yeah, so I mean, if we just look at the map and the plan for Wa Fu and Wa Kwai, then what you're proposing is to put the library here, but you can see from the yellow area where the people live. This is not the heart of Wa Fu Wa Kwai. This is kind of one north. This is the whole area. So we're going to be, and that is also where the MTR is going to be, we're going to be in the heart. Also, it's on a steep slope.So Kailan One North is really high. So you're talking about having people from the bottom, closer to sea level, going up to about 200 meters to go get a book on the edge of the development of the major population area. I think this is the wrong location. You are not given the best location. If it's a temporary chair lady, if it's temporary because of decanting, fine. Because we need to have a temporary location. But for the permanent location, I'd like to see clearly where is the population, what is the best access point. I think the library should be in the heart, not on the edge. And LCSD has to fight harder with the housing department and NTR and everybody to get a good location, not on the edge of the development. Because now, only these people living here, they have direct access. All of these people have to do a lot of work to get there. They've got to go up the mountain. This is not just walking up. This is up the mountain. So to me, Chair Lady, I think it is wrong for us to accept this location as a permanent location, only as a temporary location, while there is the redevelopment of Wafu ongoing. Thank you.
好，唔该。 咁咧，其實而家即係大家都提咗啲意見啦。其實可能而家方生都唔係好知道，即係而家都係初步諮詢啦。咁係咪可以揾翻多啲嘅資料？譬如話唔單單做一個方案，可能有另一個方案俾我哋咧。咁可能我哋對個決定性啦，同埋有一啲睇法啦，都可能係唔一樣嘅。譬如話你響 大廈嗰個內邊去設置呢個圖書館，同喺大廈外獨立式去設置呢個圖書館咧，可能我哋嘅諗法都不一樣嘅。咁所以好希望咧，方生呢邊咧，即係可以去再研究一下，同埋可唔可以再即係諗下可以兩個嘅方案，可以多個方案俾我哋可以去考慮咯。
係，多謝主席嘅意見嚇。咁正如頭先我所講，即係我哋而家都係希望初步徵詢區議會嘅意見，關於嗰個選址嘅嚇。咁至於嗰個詳細嗰個設計咧，其實就會喺後一個階段咧，要進行一啲我哋叫工程研究，先至可以落實嘅嚇。咁所以就所謂嗰個設計
個方案內容咧，就應該就係未能夠暫時係喺呢個階段提供。咁但係因為嗰個選址咧，都會影響咗我哋同埋建築署啊，同埋房屋署嘅洽商啦。咁我哋其實都好希望即係能夠希望得到區議會嗰個嘅支持啦，同埋嘅俾一啲意見我哋關於選址嗰方面嘅。好啊， 唔該，梁俊議員。
多謝主席。關於我頭先個問題咧，你可能未答我，我唔知係你有冇figure 或者你答唔答到我咧？我個問題係如果一個步行啦，即係你啱啱話一個 walking distance 咁係大概預計幾耐可以由呢個即係你新嘅呢個預計喺呢個基隆灣北嘅圖書館行翻去而家現址華珍樓咧？即係如果我哋去估計 未來嘅人口分布，無論係喺華富現時嘅華富村啦、華富村以北啦、華景街啊，或者雞籠灣南咧、華鬼村咁樣，其實個 walking distance 係幾多？同埋我哋喺一個平路啊，即係一個我相信係一個行人天橋啦，即係唔牽涉斜路啦，我相信。咁但係個 walking distance 係幾多就好影響我哋判斷會唔會endorse呢個計劃嘅？因為如果就時現時咁睇咧，我如果我而家行過去咧，我粗略估計都起碼20分鐘以上㗎嘛。
咁未來到底係點咧？咁呢個會唔會有數字俾到我哋咧？好，唔該，或者可唔可以有少少回應？好啊，好就我哋而家就未能夠提供嗰個所謂幾多分鐘嗰個實際嗰個數字嚇。咁其實我頭先所講就係因為我哋基本上咧就係要因應兩種情況去選址啦。 第一就係話嗰個第二期嗰個選址就係已經將一部分嘅人口咧已經搬遷咗去而家所謂基隆灣北同埋南嘅公屋嘅地方啦。咁嗰度其實就係我哋基本上搬遷咗之後咧就會 serve 嘅人口嘅嚇。咁至於原先話要遷拆嗰個地方咧。 咁嗰個其實就會係下一期先至會有興建房屋嘅嚇，咁呢個都要同房屋處嗰個房屋興建要配合嘅嚇。咁如果係有需要，我哋就會提供翻多啲資料，係關於你頭先提及啊，梁議員提及嘅，即係嗰個所謂 要行幾耐去嗰、那個、那個那個時間啦。咁但係當然頭先講過，即係實際嗰個道路啊，或者嗰啲配套咧，我哋喺呢個呢階段咧就未曾落實個規劃嘅嚇。咁所以都係一個粗略嘅估計嘅會係。
唔好意思啊，
梁俊議員，
我好快補充兩句嘅啫。我唔係要你真係好冇可能嘅，我知道，即係我唔係話你未來一個數字，即係落住秒針計啦，當然，即係個粗略估計嘅數字啦，個時間上，因為我哋考慮到我明白個建設嘅有唔同嘅期數呢個問題嘅，但係始終我哋現址嘅華富村嗰度係一個好大嘅地方，未來都會有好多人居住嗰度，咁如果佢。即面對的情況是如果那裡咁大量的人口但是其實有個公共圖書館他們用不到或者他們覺得很遠不會用的話那個情況是本末倒置的嘛是不是即我們一定要知道大概是可接受的時間如果不是的話那就麻煩處方可以想想其他選擇會不會有些其實你計過數這裡可能會快一點大家會最容易聚一點那個情況 rather than 可能是我明白建築上的方便是存在的或者是你覺得一定要沒有這個圖書館那裡一定要有因為那裡有人住 我明白這些concern但是會不會有其他方案是滿足到我說的這些便利性呢或者是其實你現在這個可能你跟我說我不知道為什麼有條天橋板我們計算數都不是真的很久那你都要給一些資料我們才可以 endorse 你這個計劃的嘛是不是多謝主席
好唔該或者方生回應
好多謝主席多謝梁議員咁就其實就因應頭先嘅問題我哋都會希望就會再提供一啲資料俾大家去參考不過就住個選址嚟講呢就其實我哋睇到呢同房屋署商討同埋其他部門商討之後呢就覺得即係呢個金融環北呢個選址呢係已經係將來嗰個第二期會是一個比較上人口中心的地點咁而且嗰個圖書館當然的目的就是我哋一定是serve 我哋即係附近的居民的需要啦咁所以其實就應該嚟講呢就我哋都希望啊同大家一樣希望嗰個圖書館將來選址之後是會能夠即係服務附近的居民嘅咁包括華富村同埋我哋成個面積的的居民嚇，咁呢個選址其實就而家喺暫時嚟講咧，我哋都覺得係比較適合嘅。
好，唔該。咁其實即係當然你哋覺得適合咧，先攞上嚟諮詢啦。咁但係即係聽咗兩個即係我哋大家委員嘅意見咧，咁即係我都要麻煩阿方生你哋翻去再研究一下。即可唔可以攞到有即係兩個方案或者多個方案？咁同埋咧，就因為而家我哋房屋署呢度個興建嗰個部署咧，我哋而家有啲可能啲資料係咪改咗咧？我哋都唔知道，因為我哋都想睇翻佢哋個佈局係點樣嘅。因為嗰陣時同我哋講過，有啲係社會設施啊，有啲係公共用途啊，咁係咪包括以前佢哋提及嗰啲內容咧？咁我諗最好就是你俾翻啲詳細嘅資料我哋，咁我哋再上嚟區議會，咁你哋會比較好啲咯。定還是我哋今日一定要決定要喺呢個位置去研究啦？咁我諗聽翻頭先兩位委員嗰啲，佢哋都係有佢好多嘅意見嘅。
係多謝主席，多謝兩位議員啊。咁我相信都。房屋署他們的同事亦都會即時向大家報告或者我們那個房屋發展和我們社區那個建設的規劃的我相信都會就今天其實我們主要都是集中是講緊就話如果在要將我們華珍樓的圖書館去遷拆和搬遷呢就我哋亦都係希望咧，喺嗰個同房屋署嘅房屋發展計劃係配合嗰個時間上，同埋咧就喺個地點上邊咧，就經過我哋同房屋署研究嗰個方便咧，就而家個選址就似乎係比較像係集中喺人口能夠俾好多 居民能够享用这个图书馆的。所以我们其实都希望今天原则上是得到大家的支持和同意在这个选址方面。至于详细的规划或者是我们会再跟房署去落实去研究的。或者我们将来也都会适时向区会去报告翻个进度啊，或者个设计方面嗰种情况嘅吓。咁多谢主席先。
好，唔该。咁如果听方生讲，即系今日都系要我哋决定系咪攞呢个选址去处理噶咯？如果系，
希望能够得到区会个支持先吓。咁我哋就会进行一个深入啲嘅可行性嘅研究。
咁大家议员点睇？梁俊议员。
即係咁啦，如果今日一仔就決定咧，其實我建議下次咧，任何處方都係咧，其實你可以預先約我哋開會噶嘛。即係今日，如果你今日要決定咧，可以預先約我哋啊，俾多啲資料我哋啦，做一個詳盡啲嘅討論啦。因為今日咧，即係我淨係同你傾啦，咁房屋處嗰度又冇交代好多嘅，可能唔知點解傾咗之後覺得係呢個係好或者係好適合。咁我啱啱聽完你講咧，我就真係唔係好明點解好適合或者佢係唯一嘅選擇啦。咁我哋係好即係如果你一定要我表態咧，我會棄權嘅，主席。
好，唔該，阿坡有意見。
I strongly object to the site. I have given to the district council and to my colleagues the map of the location. It clearly shows that the distance of the majority of the population from this site is the worst. It is practical to use this site because it's the first run ready, but it is not practical for the future design of the entire area and the location of the population.And we have already been briefed by the housing department because of my work in Park for Lum. We've been very closely involved with how this future site will look like with the MTR station and the first stage development and then the second stage development. We've seen it. This is, you're on the outside. And a library deserves to be at the heart. You have been given the worst. And I like to see the library as a public facility to be given the best site. Why should the best site be for a park and shop?Why should the best site be for A.S. Watson? I think the best site should be for the public facility. And you should be given the best site. You have to fight. You've been given the worst. I like you much to see that public gets the best for this facility. I strongly, strongly object to this location. There is no justification. This site, the mountain is like this. It's a steep gradient. The population lives on a mountain here, not on a flat area, on a mountain.So the walking distance is not just the walking distance from in meters distance, it is the fact it's going up the mountain. So if you're not in the heart of the area, you make it very difficult for a lot of people to get there. It's simple. So do not put the site for the public library on the edge, on the top of the mountain, when everybody else lives on the bottom of the mountain. It doesn't make sense. And you cannot justify it.You have no justification here whatsoever. It's only a practical reason why the housing authority gives you this site. Do not be fooled by them. They want to give the best site to park and shop. They don't want to give the best site to the library. You have to fight. I totally, strongly object.
咁咧，其實咧，我即係其實個人咧係非常之理解嗰個地方，所以我頭先問嗰個問題咧，就係話究竟係喺邊個位置？因為而家我哋呢幅地，如果講五幅地咧，呢幅地係最大嘅。咁我亦都理解，即係你頭即係所講嘅配合嗰、那個即係第一期啊、第二期嗰個配合。咁但係唯獨而家咧個資料咧就係唔係好充足。咁或者可唔可以嗱？我哋今日咧就可能睇嚟咧都唔能夠拍板嘅啦。咁可唔可以咧？我哋即係你有一啲詳細多啲嘅資料俾我哋咧。咁我哋可唔可以咧開一個工作坊？即係我哋開一個工作坊咧，然後咧就先再決定呢一個即係支持第四支持呢一個第四點嘅。咁我哋嘅意見咧就係咁樣嘅。
多謝主席，多謝兩位議員的意見。咁我相信如果係咁情況之下，我哋都聽到大家的意見嚇。咁就即係大家都對於嗰個成個房屋發展嗰、那個睇法有啲諗法啦。咁可能都需要係我哋同房屋處嘅同事同埋大家再深入啲去交流下意見啦嚇。
對對對，係啦。咁我諗即係咁樣做咧，就會比較好啲嘅，因為始終。這個是永久性的圖書館呢，都希望能夠服務的人群呢，希望是即集中一點，但是當然理解到可能又要配合很多方面的情況啦，所以最重要就是說這一幅的地我們在哪一個位置呢，我們都是其實一個是很重要關鍵的、那個設計來的，因為現在任何的資料都不多，只是話喺呢一個位置，咁所以我哋都希望能夠係開一個工作坊，然後再去處理嘅。
係明白嘅，主席嚇。咁呢個其實就嗰、那個正式你話喺雞籠灣北邊一笪地方咧，其實都會係再將來會再探討嘅。但係基本上就係、是今日嘅目的就係想介紹咗喺呢個選址喺呢、這個。地區先嚇，咁至於落實嗰個設計啊，或者係再同點樣同房屋發展配合咧，就會喺下一步嗰度會進行。
我諗係啦，我諗都唔繼續講啦。我諗我哋就決定即係開一個工作坊先啦。咁可能會唔會我哋今次提出咗，可能房屋處可能提出仲有更好嘅地點俾你哋起一個。即係仲更加好嘅地點起一個圖書館咧，好冇？我諗就咁決定啦，睇下可唔可以即係再揾一個時段，我哋開一個工作坊去處理咗呢一個事情啊。
好，明白嘅，主席。
I think that if we do the workshop, we've got to make sure that we have the housing authority a complete plan for the entire area, including Wakwa Wide, fully redeveloped, and look at the whole plan overall, and not just on the plan for the 5 decanting sites, but look at the plan overall. Otherwise, we still make the wrong decision.
好。唔該曬，因為上次華富村嗰個重建咧，佢初步有一啲嘢上次講咗，不過我諗佢都要有啲跟進嘅事項咧，會嚟到我哋區議會再要介紹嗰個進展報告嘅。好啊，咁我諗我哋就咁樣定咗先啦。唔該曬。
好，唔該曬主席，唔該曬兩位議員。